It's time for the Keokuk High School Student of the Week, brought to you by Radio Keokuk and the Keokuk Area Community Foundation.
I am here at Keokuk High School for the Keokuk Area Community Foundation Student of the Week, and I am here with Aya, Ayajan Kabugazazova. She likes to go by Aya. She pronounces her name so much more beautifully than I do. It is an amazing name, and today's a pretty good Monday, huh? You got called down to student services, but I'm guessing you were probably a little confused and concerned of, why am I being called to student services?
I thought I got in trouble or something, and now you're happy.
You definitely, I have a feeling you probably would not have a real reason to be in trouble with student services. Yeah. But no, when you came down, we were really excited to surprise you as being nominated as the Student of the Week. And I actually have Mr. McGackie's nomination for you. He said, Aya continues to show growth in her leadership and academics as a foreign exchange student at KHS. She easily can interface with community members during YLT, goes above and beyond in her role, and always represents our school at the highest standard when she is out in the community. Aya has a great personality and has really utilized her time at KHS and in the U.S. to her full potential.
Oh.
Isn't that such a sweet nomination?
That's so sweet.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me cry because I always thought I'm not doing enough and I'm not really as a growth here, but it makes me feel really proud of myself because I was scared, of course, of being here all alone, but now people see me and see my growth. It makes me feel proud of myself.
You should absolutely be proud of yourself, and it would be a really kind of, I can't imagine, a really, kind of scary thing, but most of the scariness is the unknown of not knowing what it's going to be. But I'm really happy that our whole school and community have made you feel so welcome and make you feel so comfortable. And the growth thing, we don't have to talk about how many years it's been since I graduated from here. We'll just say it's been quite some time. That's something that affects everybody, even when you're adult, you're in your career, you're in your 40s, you always worry, am I doing enough? Am I growing enough? So usually the people that are worried about that, it means they are actually the people that are doing a great job. So I'd say you're very much on the right track. What's been your favorite part about your senior year here at KHS?
My favorite part, I think, is just school. In general, because school here is different than in my country, and every day it's just different.
It makes new adventures.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for prom right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I wanna experience the prom. I like the teachers here. They're always sweet to me and they're helpful. When I have questions, they're always willing to help me, and I love the activities that I did.
What activities did you do?
I really liked show choir.
Oh yeah. I was in show choir too.
Oh, that's really
so fun.
Yeah, and I liked cheerleading. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. I liked the people who I did with, and I think this winter was the most memorable at school because I did all the activities most of the time. Yeah, that was really fun.
Winter in the Midwest will definitely leave you with some memories.
No, actually, it's much warmer than in my country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's it like there in the winter?
It's like minus 40 Fahrenheit.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then we sit here and we complain.
Yeah.
What did you think of the City of Christmas?
Oh, I loved it so much. I love Christmas, and we don't really celebrate Christmas in Kazakhstan, so it was really nice to see all the decorations and traditions that American people do here for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're pretty proud of our City of Christmas. I don't know how I ended up talking about the City of Christmas, but so after high school, after KHS, what are your plans for after you graduate?
So after KHS, I'm coming back home and I will graduate from my high school in Kazakhstan. And after that, I'm planning to go to university, but I'm not really sure where, because I'm considering a few of countries and maybe Kazakhstan too, but I'm sure I'm going to business major.
I am the villain. You're going to do fantastic no matter where you choose, and you don't have to have it all figured out right now.
A lot of us don't. I think you're going to be just fine. You're going to do great. And I'm so excited that you got to spend part of your life and your high school here in Keokuk. Well, congratulations for being chosen as the Student of the Week.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to our Student of the Week, brought to you by the Keokuk Area Community Foundation. Learn more about scholarship opportunities for our area students at KeokukFoundation.org.
$100 million. That's a lot of money. Would it surprise you to know that's how much is left unclaimed each year in scholarship funds across America? Don't make the mistake of thinking there's no scholarship money for you. The Keokuk Area Community Foundation has 10 different college scholarships available for degrees and certificates in everything from construction and building trades to cosmetology. The Keokuk Area Community Foundation is taking applications right now. Don't leave opportunity behind. Visit KeokukFoundation.org and see what scholarships for the future await you.